Hey Potters, welcome to episode 223 of Cospod, the podcast for all things cosplay. It's season 10.
Yay!
Hi, I'm Amber.
I'm Valerie.
And we are your co-hosts for this season 10. We made it, y'all.
10 whole stinking years of Cospod. Yay!
Well, 10 seasons.
It's still 10 years. I pray come out by years. It's been 10 years, hon.
We started this back in 2012.
That's how long we've
been doing it.
It's
been a long time.
It's been a real long time.
Well, you know, for as long as we've been doing this, cosplay itself has been around for a lot longer.
Well, yeah.
We did not get into this when cosplay was first a big thing, so.
It was like little snippets on the internet, and we were still just kind of finding our way. Like, cosplay.com was the big place to meet up with other cosplayers at conventions before Facebook really took off, before Twitter was even a twinkle in someone's eye.
I kind of want to go check on them and see how it's going.
They're still up and they're still running, and surprisingly their admins are a lot more helpful when it comes to password resets, because I had to reset my password recently.
Nice.
They still have their store up, so you can still buy stuff from them.
Wait, you can buy stuff from cosplay.com?
Yeah, for a while they started selling wigs. I think there was a couple of other cosplay accessories they now sell. But yeah, they had a wig store.
I'm pretty sure at this point pretty much everybody buys from, you know, Epic Cosplay or Arda.
But you know, there's some people who still go out there, and there's been a huge line of other wigs that have been added in. So, you know.
Oh, there are plenty of other places. Just, in other words, I don't think many people bought their wigs from Cosplay.com.
Right. I don't think it was their go-to choice, unless it was, like, affordable.
Right. I mean, I've never purchased wigs from them, so I don't know how they would compare to, say, you know, Party City quality, which is what we all started with when we started in cosplay.
Man,
back in the day.
I didn't even use a wig back then, because I didn't know. I was like, I just didn't quite comprehend this.
I admit, my first cosplay did not have a wig, and yes, there are pictures.
Same.
Actually, there's only one picture.
I think I've got a grand total of four. Oh, spread over three different costumes, too.
Which was worse, because the character I was cosplaying is blonde.
Oh, even better.
And my hair is, like, almost raven black.
Yeah, so. She's got a nice, nice dark brown hair color.
Yeah, it just looked, you could tell who I was trying to cosplay as, but it still looked really weird. And I also had, like, tennis shoes.
Ah, so much fun to cosplay back then.
Ah, memories of cosplay 10 years ago.
We didn't know any better. Maybe this is what we should do one day, is have a topic where it's just nostalgia time, where we talk about 10 years ago, what the heck we were doing in cosplay, and what it was like.
I generally prefer not to remember what I was doing 10 years ago, because, wow, it's like remembering yourself back in kindergarten. Like, I was so small and so unknowledgeable when it came to cosplay, but darn it, I tried hard.
We both tried really hard with what we had. And we have grown because of it.
Yes. For the knowledge I had, I did okay. If I were to wear that now, I would be ashamed.
Oh, man. Like, those were the first costumes that I took to the dump. They do not exist.
I still have a panel from mine.
Nice.
I ended up taking it apart for fabric.
Of course you did.
And I ended up with, like, one big scrap left over, and it was the front, and it doesn't even reach all the way around my body anymore. That's how long ago this was.
Memories. Happy season 10, everybody. Oh,
speaking
goodness.
Speaking of cosplay reminiscing, maybe we should reminisce about what we've done for the last 2 months in cosplay.
Right? Yeah, and we have just a whole sploosh of Cospod updates, because that's basically what this episode is. A lot of just stuff has happened in the last 2 months with the podcast, which is really funny, because this was our break time. Nothing was supposed to happen, and yet everything happened. So basically, this is a Cospod episode about Cospod.
I admit that the last 2 months for me, like putting aside what happened in the world, like just personally,
Personal stuff.
I was really busy.
Same.
Mostly with work, because Val and I have not stopped working in the
No.
pandemic. We both work from home, and nothing has gotten less busy for the particular industries we work in.
It's gotten worse for
So
me.
it's been a very busy last 2 months. I admit I stayed completely off social media given world events and how tense things have been. And I just didn't want to deal. So I've been completely off social media. So I am still alive. I'm not ignoring you guys. I'm just ignoring all the vitriol. And my whole family, except me, was exposed to COVID. All of them but one came down with it. So we did not celebrate Christmas. We did not celebrate New Year. Did not celebrate much of anything. And since pandemic has been going, I just really, I admit, have not been motivated to work on cosplay, mostly because I can't do anything with it. I can't go wear it to a convention. I can't go outside and do a photo shoot with it. I can't do like mall window shopping with it. Like, I can't do anything with it except literally wear it around my apartment, which is not very satisfying, I admit, unless you're trying to break in like a pair of cosplay shoes or something. Not worth. So I really haven't worked on cosplay. I ended up getting a whole trash bags full of yarn from my mom. So I've actually been working on more of those scarves that I plan to donate to homeless shelters. So I've been doing that. And I've been doing a lot of other sewing, just not cosplay sewing. I've pretty much been hibernating in my apartment because virus.
Because virus. So first things first, is your family okay? Are they doing okay?
So my mom is still kind of suffering after effects. She's still a little bit on the sick side, but thankfully she has now tested negative,
Okay.
and the rest of my family has recovered. None of them ended up in the hospital, which is a very good thing.
Good.
So we got very lucky. Everybody did get sick. Everybody had symptoms, but it wasn't so bad that they needed extra help. Everybody seems to have gotten better on their own, so that's good.
That's good. So second
But yeah,
thing is,
I slept through that meeting, so I was not exposed, and I felt very ashamed.
well, no, you shouldn't be ashamed. Like, things
No, it was a
happen.
shame that I slept through it and I found out afterward, like, oh, by the way, we also
Yeah,
all
I
have
mean, don't
COVID.
feel ashamed that you slept through it. It's obvious that you've been busy and you probably fell asleep because you needed to catch up on sleep that you've been missing. Stuff happens, it's fine. On the plus side, you didn't get exposed to it. So
Yes.
it's okay.
Sleep is definitely something I have been running short on.
Yeah, same. Preaching. Second thing is that with cosplay stuff, I've noticed that a lot of people have been doing a lot more indoor shoots, and like I've been starting to try to do the same thing too. Like I have a little corner that I've turned into my little photo studio and trying to test out some things. And it's been fun just wearing them for like 20, 30 minutes and then taking it all off. It is so freeing. Oh my goodness. Like I can stand this for 20 minutes. This is great. And then I can just rip it all off and relax. It is amazing.
If I had a free corner of my apartment, I would consider it, but I literally, as you guys may know from the last podcast of last season, had to move my entire living room around to create a temporary office for myself so that I can work from home and have all of my equipment with me. So I literally do not have any spare space in my apartment right now. In fact, my exercise space is literally the size of a yoga mat.
Yeah, that's what mine is.
That's it. That is the only free space in my living room, is the yoga mat itself. That's it. I have stuff piled everywhere. It looks like a hurricane blew through. I'm not proud of it, but that's just how it's going to have to be for right now.
Until things sort of kind of get back to normal.
Yes. Or at least until there is some permanence of whether, you will be working from home permanently, in which case I need to get an apartment with a separate room for an office so that I can have space for that.
Yeah,
Or,
separate it.
hey, we're all going back into the office now, haul all your stuff back.
Right.
So until then, everything's just kind of in temporary locations tossed around my apartment. It's been a weird last 2 months.
It really has. So, hey, do we want to jump into our CosPod updates?
Sure.
All right, so let's jump into them. So, one of the things that you guys have may have seen on social media, because I've been posting a lot for us, is I finally sat down and made a link tree. And this was completely spontaneous because it started out just me updating something on the website. And I was like, I'm just going to check our Google ranking while it's doing maintenance, no problem. And just out of nowhere, I was starting to see all these podcast aggregators listing us, like places that I never heard of before, but then places that I have heard of. And I was like, you know, I think it might just be a good idea instead of like having a giant list of 50 places on our website. What if I just make a link tree for us and just stash all those links in there? So that way people have access to everything that they want to know about CosPod. So we have a link tree now, and really it's just link dot, tree slash CosPod. CosPod. So it has website, social media, and then all of the podcast aggregators from Apple to Zoom, Zoom, Zazizwa, whatever is at the bottom of the list right now. Hopefully that'll make things really, really easy for you all in case you want different platforms or outlets that you want to listen to us on. You like the name of the podcast aggregator I came up with?
Yeah.
I never said I was that creative.
Oh, that was great.
Do my best.
So, speaking of podcast aggregators, we are also available for your listening pleasure and your viewing pleasure, if you like, on Amazon Music under the podcast category, as well as Stitcher. So, maybe not whatever that aggregator was that started with Z, but pretty much everywhere else that you prefer to get your podcasts, we are generally available, as well as the usual spots on our website and on YouTube.
Yeah, us getting on Amazon Music, that's a big thing. That's a huge outlet because Amazon.
Yes, you can now listen to us on your Kindle.
I know, it's so cool. Listen and watch because they do accept our video feed. Yes.
You know, you can put us on in the background while you're working on crafts or cosplay or whatever it is you're working on right now. Or, you know, when you go outside to feel the sun on your face and take a little walk around the neighborhood, bring us with you.
We are totally okay with you not watching and just listening to us.
And, you know, we're generally family friendly, with the exception of the one episode a year that we do that is not,
Even then,
and
we're
we
still
label it.
family friendly.
Yeah, we label it.
We label it, but it's really funny how we don't really use that episode to not be family friendly. It's just funny how we are.
We're only slightly family friendly.
Not by much, though, like maybe like half a tick. We go from PG to almost PG-13. I guess I would put us at like PG-9, PG-10.
No, I think we've reached PG-13 on that one.
Do we? I don't know if we do.
Yeah, I think we do. We've cursed a couple of times and we've spoken of adult topics.
Adult topics, yeah. It's the lack of the
Yeah.
cursing.
I mean, if you want us to remedy that, we can.
I will have no problem with that. I do enjoy a good swear. So, next piece of news for CosPod is starting this season, we will be releasing an audio-only version of the podcast. And in fact, we're already on Spotify from season 7 to season 9. Woo! Which took me way too long to figure out, but I figured it out really, really fast. And Spotify was super freaking quick in getting us updated. We were up and running in like 30 minutes, which is why I immediately posted it on social media and I couldn't wait to hold it till this episode. I was like, oh my God, we're already done. Posting link now. So I'm thrilled about that. It does mean also that we can finally get our butt back onto Google Podcasts as soon as that is also resolved, as well as hopefully Pandora, because those are the only ones that I know of that require just an audio-only feed. The plan right now is I will be releasing an audio version alongside our normal video feed at the same time. So for season 10, you'll be neck and neck with each other. And over the next couple of months, I'm going to slowly work our way backwards on the previous seasons of CosPod. So that's why it's only 7 through 9, because it does take time, unfortunately. I have to go back through, pull all the episodes off of my external hard drive, and re-render everything for audio only. It is a time-consuming process, even though it's only audio, so.
I thought you had decided that none of our previous episodes existed because of how bad we were in the beginning.
No, it's just a time-consuming thing. The only reason I was able to get the last three seasons done so quickly is because everything is still on my computer's network right now. I didn't have everything pulled off, but even then, that took some time having to open up everything, get it all rendered, and then upload it. And it was just like, oh my gosh, this is gonna take a while. So
I was just immensely amused.
it's just those specific seasons. We're not gonna do any others. You're just stuck with that, guys. No, we gotta go all the way back to the duct tape dummy episode. We gotta go all the way back.
Which, even that duct tape dummy, I ended up having to throw it out. And I have to kind of wonder what the garbage people thought.
They probably had a lot of
But,
questions.
I'm sure it's not the strangest thing they've seen in the garbage,
Oh
for
no.
one. But for two, because over the last 2 months, I've actually been working a lot on my fitness, and I am very distinctly smaller. Like, I have cheekbones for the first time in my life.
Rock
You can,
on.
you can't really see it because of the resolution on my webcam, but like, it's visible if you see me in person. I am much smaller than I was. So, yay. Maybe
Yay!
I can actually. I fit into Arwen, which was a really good feeling on Halloween. So hopefully I still fit into Lena and Umi and I can keep them instead of having to completely redo them. That would be nice. And then I can just continue wearing the rest of my cosplay.
Yay! Well, good for you. I'm glad.
I'm going to have to redo a little bit of Athena because I found out when I was moving my living room around that I accidentally crushed some of the foam pieces that I had.
Ooh. That's a little oopsie.
The paint does not crack. It's the foam itself that
It's the
cracks, and
foam.
there's nothing you can do about it. You can try and run over it. If your foam ever wrinkles, cosplay tip for you, you can actually try running over it with a an iron on low heat. It doesn't hurt the foam. Just make sure you keep it on low heat, and you can actually bring out most wrinkles most of the time. This is permaset. I can't, so. Oh, yeah, thanks, Wave Rod. Yeah, don't come see me in person.
To see the visible cheekbones.
No. I'm still waiting to get my vaccine. I'm actually in group 1 because of my diabetes. So once I get vaccinated, that's a different story. But until then, no offense, y'all, go away.
Yay for you. I can't, I'm not allowed. I'm at the back of the line.
Well, I signed up, but I'm also 11,000th in line.
You're at least
So
on
it's
the
going to
line.
be a
You are
while.
in the line. I'm not
It's
allowed to
going to
be in the
be a
line.
while.
All right, so what do we got
I tried.
next?
All right, so next up, if I close my other window here, all my windows opened at once. So we have extra episodes that were filmed during the holiday season. We have three of them. Count them, three. Not one, not two, not five. Three. And they are available on all of our media outlets for your listening pleasure. And yes, I said listening pleasure because they include an audio-only version. So eventually we will go and make all of our episodes, for your listening pleasure if you wish, if you aren't already ripping the audio from them. Of course, you can also just leave the video version on in the background and just not watch us. That works too.
But the Cosmod extras, those were fun because they were maybe like 5 to 15 minute little segments, just something that we can't fit into a full episode because the topic was really short, or was like a quick demonstration, or was just a mini interview. And that was fun to put those together. So those will be kind of nice to do this upcoming next holiday season, or maybe even throw one here or there if a random idea pops into our head.
We're supposed to get snow this Sunday.
Ew.
Supposed to. This is Texas, so you won't know until about 5 minutes before it happens. But it makes me want to, like, break out an Elsa costume if I had one, which I don't.
Also, the term snow is very relative in this state because it's not usually
No, it is snow.
it's
It
usually
is
sleet
actual snow. It is actual snowflakes
that
when you
turn to
say
sleet.
no. It doesn't necessarily stay snow.
It doesn't usually come down. Like, it comes down and trickles down as snow, and then it falls on the ground, and then it's sleet. And maybe some ice.
We're supposed to get up to 1 inch, which is plenty enough to build a snowman. Just saying.
A sleety snowman.
You wanna build a snowman?
A very sleet-filled snowman.
That's okay. It'll be Sleet Man.
Sleet man.
If it's not snow, it's technically not a snowman.
Truth.
Snow person. There we go.
Snow. It's a snow creature.
Snow being. We're going way too far for this. Next thing you know, we're going to have to put cosplay on the snowman.
Yes. I mean, we already kind of do when you think about like the hat and the scarf and the cob pipe, you know?
Yeah, I want us. For those who are of a certain age,
That's putting it politely.
I want to put like the Rankin-Bass version of Frosty.
Oh, okay.
I want to dress it up like that specific Frosty, not just the generic, carrot for a nose and sticks for arms. No. Do it properly. Do the old claymation style.
I gotcha.
That's what I want.
See, I would do something funny, like I would want him to be in like full-on surfer gear. Because why would a snowman be snurfing? He'd be melted. That just makes me giggle.
Mean like surfing beachwear or surfing
Yeah!
the internet?
No, beachwear. He's got the trunks, he's got the surfboard, he's got the glass sunglasses, fake
That
sunscreen.
works.
All right, rolling on.
Next.
Next. So, as far as our convention schedule for 2021, because of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, we currently don't have anything scheduled. We're not doing any type of in-person conventions because we don't know what's going on. We know a number of them are still being canceled for this upcoming year, and some things are still pending. But for both of us, we've kind of agreed that going out is a no-go until, one, the vaccine is widely distributed, two, lots and lots of people have had the vaccine. And we know that's going to take time. So it may not be until late summer, fall, if at all. It'll just really depend on what happens. But because of that, if there are any online conventions that you guys would like for us to attend, let us know and we'll reach out to the con organizers and we'll be happy to offer up our paneling services or even talk to the con and say, hey, we want Cospod to be one of your guests. Absolutely. Like, just send them to our website. We have a contact us form and they can easily reach out to us.
And we can still do virtual cosplay. We can still cosplay on cam and
Oh,
host panels and do all that sort of thing.
yeah. I did
We
that
still have
multiple
all of our
times.
knowledge. Oh yeah. I attended multiple virtual cons last year.
Yeah. I hosted a
It
couple of
feels weird
panels.
saying last year.
Yeah, no, right? It's only 8 days in. Oh
I
no.
know.
But yeah, I ran a couple of panels last year and I did it while wearing cosplay. That doesn't bother me at all. It still allowed us to get the knowledge and the information out there. So, hey. Happy to do virtual cons.
And a lot of cons may end up staying virtual through fall because right now, at least based on current outlook, assuming that we get everything into gear, that fall is going to be when normal life starts happening on a more regular basis. So that's probably when in-person conventions will first be able to come back and have a decent amount of attendance. Because I know a lot of conventions right now just don't know. A lot of convention organizers are just kind of in a wait and see mode. I know that ACON is tentatively scheduled right now for late June, but that may end up being delayed as well, just depending on what the situation is. And even if they hold it, I don't know how many people would go because we still won't have enough people really vaccinated yet to have 30,000 people all gathered in a convention center that are not
Oh,
6 feet apart.
absolutely not.
I know, at least personally, I would not go.
No, I would not go near it for 500 miles. Like,
Well, I mean, we're within 500 miles to begin with.
hush. That's not the
But Alcon's kind of the same way. Even though it's much, much, much smaller than Acon, you'd still be packing a bunch of people into a hotel that
into
are not
very
6 feet
tiny
apart.
space, and it's difficult to manage that.
So for the time being, we're basically looking at everything's going to end up being digital or just not happening at all. So we won't really have a convention schedule until they know what's going on.
And it has to be
Except
something.
PAX. We know PAX is going to happen.
Well, later on, the South has been
Not in
canceled.
person,
Yeah.
online.
Possibly online, but South has been canceled because usually they hold that mid-January and they knew that was not going to happen. But also, as far as in-person attendance, it would have to be something where both Amber and I would be comfortable with it. Because if, even if, like, let's say we both got vaccinated and it was mid-June, it would just have to be okay. Do we think that this is safe enough for both of us to attend? Do we think that the proper precautions are in place? Like, we'll have to go through our own personal checklist to make sure that we're just as safe too. So.
And it's not just us, but also the people around us. Because we can both be carriers.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yes, as my family well knows. All right. And, as we said, AllCon would be the next con normally that we would be attending, since we also normally run their cosplay contest. And in fact, we successfully ran last year's cosplay contest online for them.
Yeah, boy.
However, we don't know what's going on yet for this year. They, as in the convention organizers, don't really know what's going on yet. So we can't give you guys any more details about any sort of online cosplay contest yet. So please stay tuned. We will let you guys know as soon as we know something.
We just don't
Nobody knows at this
We just don't
point.
know. We don't know nothing.
All we know is that circumstances are going to continue for a while. That's all.
That's all we got, Scott.
So hopefully if we all work together, do the things that you should be doing. We're not going to harp on you, but take care of business. If we all work at it together, we'll get through it faster together. Because we're not the only ones who want to go out and see our friends again and be able to go shopping again like normal and drive around town without having to worry, oh, did I grab my mask?
Man, that is a constant nightmare I have now. No joke. It is
I keep
me.
one in my backpack
Yeah, see, I have one in my
just
purse
in
at all
case.
times, but I also have like 10 different pairs of them. But it's also like every single time I have a nightmare now, it's me being out in public without a mask on, and I wake up.
Well, to be fair, you also would not be the only one because I've seen
Right.
multiple people who do not have them on.
Truth. So dang true. So dang true.
So it could be worse.
Right. TLDR with CosPod updates. We now have an audio-only version. We are virtually everywhere and anywhere on the podcasting scene, and no cons right now. Ta-da!
That sums it up quite nicely.
Doesn't it?
And within those feeds, also know that we do have additional content that you may not have been alerted to. So, please make sure that you go and check out our feed from any of those various podcasting services of your preference to check out some of our other content.
Yeah. Everything should be refreshed and ready to go. And if it doesn't look like it's new, just hit that feeds refresh button and oh, magic happens and you'll get the new stuff. All
And
righty.
also, let us know how you enjoy it. If there's something that you want us to cover, if there's something specific that you're looking for, just
Yeah.
feel free to let us know on our social media and we'll be happy to look into doing a future show about it.
Preferably ping us through our email address or go to cospod.org and fill out the contact us form so I can avoid using Facebook. That would be great.
Yes. That
Like Waverod's instructions here. One, hit the feed refresh. Two, magic happens. Yup.
They're not wrong.
It's basically it. It's a two-step process. Push button. Magic.
Push button, get podcast. It's like the when you see the wavy lines on hair dryers and bathrooms, it's push button, get bacon.
Yeah. If
That's
only
what the logo means.
if only it would deposit more bacon, that would be great.
I don't want to be human, Waverod.
All right, so do you have any cosplay updates other than what you presented earlier?
Nope, that is pretty much all I have. I am literally sitting here sewing on some more masks.
Nice. I do have a couple of cosplay updates, so yay.
Please do.
Before our season 9 wrap up, I said that I had ordered myself a brand new, very fancy dress form. It finally arrived towards the end of December. Yeah. It is a very fancy dress form. It is the most nicest, most expensive dress form I bought myself, and this was on the lower end scale of the niceness of the dress forms, because those suckers can go up to a grand. But yeah, it's really well done. It's got a good canvas body on it, and it the whole mechanism on the inside is 100% metal. Like it's like 25 pounds worth of honkin' steel. It's ridiculous, but it's nice. It's clean. I'm really happy with it. I'm already started testing some stuff on it and made myself some work shirts that nobody will ever see until I go back to the office. But I had fabric to use, so I used it. Yay. Yeah, I'm really,
I
really
see you on
happy.
webcam.
Yeah,
That's it. Everything's on webcam now.
everything's on webcam now. Hey. I don't have to use webcam for work though. Hey, lucky me. So yeah, it's really nice, and I would highly 1000% recommend upgrading your dress form. As much as I like the adjustable ones, because I don't do commissions anymore, it just doesn't make sense for me. I need something that's a little bit more stagnant to my figure, and it's so e
Consistent.
yeah, consistent. That's the word I was thinking of. Thank you. But the nice thing is that I already have in my head, okay, I know how to pad this thing up if I need to like add more to my waist, add more to my hips or whatever. And I just use cotton batting. That's it. And then I just made myself a jersey cover to go on top of it, and bang, I can work off of this. Done. So I know this sucker will get a lot of use and it'll have a lifetime of use, way more than those adjustable dress forms I've ever had. The other thing is that I've also been upgrading a lot of my other supplies, just kind of evolving as a cosplayer and getting more nicer things to work with. The big one is I got myself a nice canvas head. Oh no, it autofocused badly. There we go. I got like a legit cork and canvas wig head so I can properly style instead of keeping using those styrofoam ones, because styrofoam wears out really, really quickly over time. Even if you do what I do and pad the crap out of it with duct tape, it does deteriorate, and it's really difficult to keep those things up. So having something like this will certainly last me a lot longer. And I even got myself a set of professional makeup brushes. What? What nonsense is this? In fact, if you watch the Cospod Extra number 2, those are my new makeup brushes. So yeah, it's just been me upgrading my materials and my supplies and just getting nicer things So when I can really go in and craft, I don't have to worry about stuff breaking down, stuff falling apart, stuff kind of crumbling on their own. It's just, I got things that are working and I can just work. And it's cool. I like it. So yeah, those are my updates. I'm ready to get back into sewing now that I have this dress form. I haven't been able to sew because of this, but then I was like, oh, I've had it for a week. Dress shirts that I totally will not wear for like 8 months. That's fine. I gotta figure out what my cosplay plans are gonna be for the year though, because I've just been buying fabrics and I don't know what
My
to
mom
do.
just gave me a bunch of fabric that I probably should not have
You
taken.
shouldn't have taken
The
them.
much extra I have.
You've been trying to
I mean,
purge.
yes. So I will need to figure out what I'm going to use it for.
You need to make more curtains? I don't know. Table
No, it's
runners?
not enough. No. These are remnants.
Oh,
They're
okay.
not. They're not enough for the cur My curtains are 6 feet tall. No.
Oh.
These are enough, like, if I wanted to make some more masks, or if I wanted to, like, make an accessory, like a neck scarf or something. It's not a large amount of fabric, it's just a lot of remnant, which is now sitting on part of my couch because I don't have space for it. I keep everything.
You really do. And you take apart old costumes that you're no longer going to use so you can reuse the fabric.
I do because I don't like throwing stuff away.
Sometimes you just gotta.
Which I have been doing, actually. I have actually started just throwing stuff out, and I hate doing that.
I know you do, but the
But that's
clutter.
just what I want to do.
It makes things so much easier. Just Marie Kondo it. It does not bring you joy, so out it
That's
goes.
what I'm slowly doing, is I'm trying to do the
Yeah.
whole Marie.
It
It's just
really
going to
does
take me
help.
time.
Yeah, and that's fine,
Yes.
but it really does help. If you look at something and you're like, am I really ever going to use this in the next 5 months? No. Bye.
It's not a matter of whether I'm going to use it. I can use it. It's a matter of time. I have to sit down and make myself do it.
You have to do it. And if you're not going to do it within a reasonable time frame, there's no point in you holding on to it. Just
That's the hard part.
right. Oh my goodness, yes. So yeah, I have many fabrics that I have purchased over the last 2 months. I have ideas of what I want to do with them. Now I just got to sit down and do it. Now
I
that I have it.
actually, in fact, one of the projects that I have sitting next to me, besides tailoring my masks to fit better again, since I've thinned out my face again, is I took apart the pieces that I had originally meant for a shirt like 7 years ago.
Oh,
I kept the
geez.
remnants because I thought I'd use them for something. Well, I pulled the pieces back out and they fit me.
Oh.
Because I have lost weight, so I went and bought bias tape so I can finish sewing the shirt that I never actually finished.
There you go.
So I have a few different scraps like that of just garments that I started sewing when I first started learning how to sew garments. And I just put them away in bags and never touched them again. So now I'm pulling them back out. Now that I have better knowledge, I can tailor them better, and I can make expansion panels if I need to, because now I know how to do that.
Now you know. Learning, it's important.
And I know there's been a lot of cosplayer produced content on Twitch and other platforms over the holiday too. So, if you guys are looking to enhance your cosplay skill and don't feel like watching any of our past content, there's plenty of other really skilled cosplayers you can go and watch do cool stuff too.
Oh, that's what I could add to my other cosplay update is something that I did over the holiday season was out of morbid curiosity, I was just wanted to see what other cosplay podcasts were out there. And it was really surprising to see that not only were so many still around and active, a lot of them started at the beginning of 2020, funny enough. So they all had to weather this weirdness of the pandemic and cosplay at the same time as we did. But it was just really cool to see how many different types of cosplay shows are out there. Like, there's one that is just about closet cosplay, where they take people's suggestions and they do a closet cosplay of it, and then they tell people how they did it. And I'm just like, that is so cool, because that's something that's a topic that neither one of us really discuss, because we're more of those hand-on sewing, crafting people. We make things from scratch. So it's nice to have a cosplay that podcast that is just dedicated to closet cosplay. And if people are interested, if you go to my Twitter feed, which is TIFAIA, at the very, very top, I have it as the pinned post. It has a list of all active cosplay-related podcasts. They're active within the last 60 to 90-ish days, so within the last 3 months. Big listing there. I even have some international podcasts in there too. So it was just really cool to see and listen to all these people and their bevy of knowledge.
We are not the keepers of all cosplay knowledge.
No, we're just the oldest ones.
We're the oldest ones still around because, to be fair, there were podcasts before
Oh,
ours.
yeah, absolutely. We interviewed a
In
couple of
fact,
them.
yeah, I was going to say, we had a few of them on the show.
Yeah, we have.
But we highly encourage you to go and listen to a lot of these other cosplayers. It's good to have additional perspectives. And it looks like you are being asked for the Twitter name again.
I went ahead and typed it into the chat, so
I
it's
mean, for
T.
the audio listeners.
Yeah, it's TIFAIA. It is my dumb cosplay name, and I will never give it up.
Which, of course, speaking of Twitter and other social media, if you guys would like to interact with the show, you know, topics that you'd like us to discuss, or hey, if you know of a podcast that we should be listening to, we're always happy to find other cosplayers to listen to and watch as well. Feel free to let us know on any of our social media, which of course you can find here.
Located underneath Amber, if you're watching us on video, for our audio listeners, it is on Facebook and Instagram as Cosplay Podcast, and on YouTube on Twitter, it is Cos Podcast.
Indeed, or you can email us podcast@cospod.org, and you will probably get a response from both of us individually because that's just how we roll. Otherwise, unless there's anything else, we will go ahead and close out this episode 223 of Cospod the Podcast, where all things cosplay.
Start of
You
season
got it.
10. Yay. Just talking about us. That's all we did this episode is talk about us.
And just a reminder that if you have not listened to us prior to now, we do have an after session that we record after the show that's a little bit more off tangent, a little bit less about cosplay. So if you guys would like to listen, please stay tuned for that. Otherwise, for everyone else, we will see you in episode 224. Please keep wearing those masks, stay safe out there, and happy cosplaying, everybody.
Bye guys!